Hey, Paul. I was at the grocery store last night, and I noticed that you were there, too.
Oh, hey, Martha. Yes, I was. It was two for one steak sale for the celebration tomorrow.
What celebration?
Come on, Martha. Mexican Independence Day. It's Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. You're Mexican. You should know that.
I'm not Mexican, Paul. I was born here in the States. My mom was Mexican. You know that.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. But your mom...
Yeah, my mom. And you know what? It's not Mexican Independence Day tomorrow. Why does everyone think that?
Well, because it's May 5th. Martha, it's not Christmas. It's not Easter. It's not Day of Dead, because that's like Halloween or something. So what else could it be?
Well, I know it's related mostly to the city of Puebla. France invaded Mexico, but Mexico was already independent at that time. Still, it was a long time ago. I don't know what year, like the 1860s. Anyway, Mexico was at war with France, and in Puebla, the fighting was intense. And it was during the first days of May. The ratio of French to Mexican soldiers was 3-1. It was bad. But somehow, by May 5th, the Mexican soldiers were victorious, and soon after, the war was over. It's clear that Mexico was the winner because they still speak Spanish in Mexico and not French.
That's interesting. So it's still a patriotic celebration and it's still a tradition based on historic events?
Yeah, but it was always more a regional celebration and not really an official national holiday.
And how do you know all of that history?
Both my parents were history majors at university. They know everything.